Irish epic poem in 33 cantos, read by the poet Paul O'Mahony. A new reading, canto 28. While the men slept, the sacred whore stirred. She was composing her autobiography. Missa Sheila na Geek, she was with child in womb, stroked the bulge, gentle touch, gentler than feather on nipple. I am not my sister's keeper anymore. She may be the death of many that deserve to die, but mine is the way of affection. I might kill you with kindness so that you love the leaving of life, but I do not use fear. Nor do I encourage rants or rage. I've been here before the crucifixion and carry no cross. This is night. I offer you its light so that the dark may cleanse you. There are no sinners in my world, only original love. Missa Sheila na Geek, lawn dokish is gra, raftery was my bed fellow. Our dreams are overlapped. The night he came into my bed, the moon was full. The gossiping stars twinkled at the sight. The two faces of the woman who bore Ireland through overdue days, whose gestation was a mixture of raw joy and miserable order. Sean Van Vucht, only one half of the equation. Roisin Dubh but a fragment. Mother Ireland conceived on the tide that sucked in its boffin, that licked Tory, that washed Strangford Lock. The afterbirth is buried under the grave of Patrick, the Shannon shaped like its umbilical cord. End of chapter, canto 28. Canto 29. The Almighty moved. All the heavenly host moved in consort. We're in deep shit. Our man on earth has 5 days. I am an almighty joke. If he finds not a single honest sinner in that godforsaken country, he is no puppet. I have no string to pull. He's alone. Come, wife of this perpetual disappointment, use your intuition, lay down your hope that I'll reform. The wife of the Almighty is almightier than words, grander than all full stops. I am paying the price demanded of me in return for the free will I sold to the highest bidder. But no one would suffice. We could clone a race of honest people, a sustainable race, if we could trace that which is hidden from the face. Stop it, you old fool. This is no time to give up. I love my thrillers. This is a page-turner. I bet your Siegfried will cross the bog, brush back the nettles, scale the rock and tear back the disguise. I bet we'll have hot lips yet. With that outburst, she withdrew. Cut off, finished the conversation. The wife of the Almighty left him to stew. She resumed her knitting. He went back to sleep. The heavenly host dreamt on. The atom was in two minds. Fuck it, lady. Get out of my way. Will you fucking well overtake that tractor? Jesus, you'd think we were at a poxy funeral. The procession into Waterville was slow. The roads seemed to know the hitman was abroad. Newspapers full of revelations from the Dublin Archdiocese as the curate prepared for a midweek celebration. He'd eaten the body and blood of Christ many times since he'd been transferred down from Glynn. He was a sleeper, well embedded underground, his secret never shared. I must get out of Kerry. Cromwell never got here. Connaught is calling. The Brown Bull, the Toyne is calling me. I like to walk by the Sally Bank in the puddles of the grey and the climate so dank, at the edge of a forest on a mountain green, at war with itself, a mind fit to scream. When I looked at the Doyle, my heart grew fright, tarred lands and waste in the evening light, builders in rows with crimson debts, peering over neighbours' buy to lets. The heart that has never known such grief, I'm a lonesome young man, distraught, a thief, without money or home or friends or ease, would stumble to see beyond and please. The mallards drift on a mistless stream, and a swan beside them sang the theme, a feckless trout that was in their track, leapt in the air with turning back. The brown of brook and the leaves around, that turned into loam with a crushing sound, the pack ran out in the beagle's cry, and the Nama march while the fox slipped by. A midnight court by day, a merryman on his way. Confusion reigns by the throne of verse. A mixed mind couldn't be worse. How could you ever be a decent detective without intimate knowledge of the toyn? Are you still a bull shitter? Do you expect to survive the crossing of the Shannon, the ferry across from Tarbert, the mist on the morning, St. Sennan on the wing, and the deceased echo of the corncrake from the shallows? You best make your way through the tribes of Kilrush. Avoid Moyasta or Moyalta at all costs. That's the territory of the Undertaker Lynch, Michigan man. The one who wrote for Mary Tata, Moveen is a townland in the westernmost peninsula of County Clare. He was surely putting us off the scent with his talk of keeping cows, saving hay, pitchfork, sides and mehels. When he first came, the old cat meowed him back, all purring and smooching there in the sack. Don't you believe it? He never froze on that road. Every time the fecker returned from the burying business in Milford, from the still life of a small pipe to the soft chair by the fire with Nora Lynch, he was warmed and willing to join forces with the locals. Cross the Cree. As your grandfather crossed the Rubicon, take the road to Mulla and on to Milltown Malbay. Remember Spanish Point and the dead girls with ebony curls? Forget Willie Clancy and Pipers. They are only honest on the stave and dying for a session. If there is an honest musician in Ireland, she'll be singing for her supper. You'll be woken at night by the whistle, the fiddle or the baron. The time will come after you. Hurry now to Liscannor. I have developments there to show you. Four fetching bijou residences adorning the skyline. McHugh's and queues for fish from Digger's Son. The old man gone to face his lobster and empty out his pot. I remember a curragh from the harbour there, rowing out to gather the harvest. 25-year-old beauties, blue claws, 10 legs, with eyesight like my own. We took them to a pot in Kilkee, boiled them into a bronze tinge and fiddled with the fiddly bits of their symmetrical little bodies. They were no luxury then, only diggers living. Imagine a bookshop in such a place, leaves of Liscannor stone sliced from the cliffs of Moher. Imagine the fall from that edge, the breath you couldn't take in, the do not trespass sign you ignored on your flight from the terror of these times, the little one left behind, the old mother alive to feel her offspring die. This is the place tourists come, the visitor's centre, site of the great wave Aileen, where cormorants dive and puffins nest, above the flower garden of the west, paradise of seaweed and molting anthropods. The sods are built all over Clare. See what they've done to Doolin? Even the sessions are contaminated. We have reached the hotel where an honest man meets an honest woman, and together they make a dishonest life. They come in search of a mate that is their twin, a fellow with a heart like my own, and the same chance of eternal salvation as myself. End of Canto 29. Canto 30. He marches to his own drum. He's mad. A pigtailed man who used to auction property before the good days. He writes poetry and offers it in the Kingdom Bar in Listowel before June gets going. He came to be, to present himself and get attention. That's all he eats these days. Ever since he realized he's mad, he's been at it. So when he passed the writer's table in Farmgate, he deserved all the praise he got for pointing out his body was better looked after than his mind. I have dispatched a foot soldier to the public library. Go, bring me the toine. I have an illuminated manuscript here without content, form without the guts. There is blood in that book, a riverload, and armies watching, while hero and anti-hero battle to the deaths of both. Bring me the head of Garcia Lorca, or whoever it was that first captured the brothers at war. The ghost of Achilles entreats you, linger not. I need to drink from those bulls the Queen of Aliak commands. Across the corporate casket, the creeping consumers crept. The cranes in Cricklewood crashed closely on the common. Cosset your crooked crisis. Courage your culture's cost. Cease the crowd from calling. Your conversation crashed. One night, while the royal bed had been prepared for your man and Maeve in Roundstone Fort in Connaught, they engaged in fisticuffs. Is it true what they say, squeeze? Said your man. Well-cut woman, property developer's wife. Get on with it, said the woman. What made you say that? Look here, says your man, you're better off now than the day I took you. I was better off before you, says Maeve. If you were, no one's told me, said your man. Apart from your thighs and breasts that those feckin' planners keep plundering and raiding. Not so, says Maeve, for my father was Patrick Neary, High King of Irish Banking, son of Lenehan, son of Aherne, son of Charlie McCreevy, son of Albert Reynolds. He had six daughters, Kathleen, Patricia, Miriam, Noeleen, the Forgotten One, Maeve. I was the boldest and most venerated of them all, the most generous in proffering gifts and favours, the best at gossip, strife and conflict. I had 48,000 labourers, the sons of Poland, and as many more the sons of naive paddies. And for every house of them I had 10, and for every 10 I had 9 more, and 8, and 7, and 6, and 5, and 4, and 3, and 2, and 1, and that was just my building industry. Then my father gave me a development plot from Roundstone. That's why I'm called Maeve of Roundstone. And so she put him in his place. Your man was reduced to admitting, I have never heard of a development plot with planning permission that depended on a woman's assets, except this one, which is why I came to lie with you. You reminded me of Mary O'Rourke. All the same, said Maeve, my stealth is greater than yours. You shock me, said your man. No one has more stealth than myself. I've been told this by the chairman of Anglo-Irish Bank and the chief executive of Allied Irish. So they rose from the bed and went to war to find who was the stealthiest of them all. They brought their nobbled racehorses, their puffed-up boars, their swine-full phrases of the past. It wasn't until they had exhausted all their subterfuges and their confusing rhetoric, all their lying budgets and predictions, that they found the bull with the white lies that sparkled to deceive. For a while it looked as if she was undone, as if she'd been bested by your man. She dispatched her minions to scour the provinces of all Ireland to find a bull to beat your man. Go! Rake over embers, find ancient woes, ancestral scores unsettled, Go find me a grievance that has yet to be settled. Go back 700 years, if you will. Go back to the wild swans, the geese, the firbolg, even the Partholonians. You must find me a way to show this cretin that I am more than a match for his bull. If I have to produce my papal bull, so be it. She had a man, servant to her every want, Brian of the Handkerchief. I know where to find such a bull and better, in the province of Ulster, in the district of Strabane, in the house of McGuinness. His name is Shamrock Adams, the brown bull of Sinn Féin. And so the war began, and so the foot soldier fell until the ban was crossed with the sign of Patrick's Cross, on one bank Cuchulainn, on the other Ferdia, a battle to the death, to see who was the greatest bullshitter of them all. End of Canto 30.